not strong enough. I need help if I am to have a chance of success. I gathered weapons to confront the awesome powers I seek to destroy. I purchased some of the finest gladiators in the Empire, killers of both men and beasts. But I know that such mundane items as swords and spears will not be enough. So I have gone deeper, searched harder, and learned many secrets. Magic is real, and I learned it could be controlled with enough focus. With it, I can cause great harm, although the cost to my mind is high. But if one aims to destroy a god, he must gather weapons that are up to the challenge.
The Legacy of Oris Lurko, Scion of Vulcan.
GM, good morning.
Good morning, Randall.
We're about that. I have a weird configuration. I don't have power in my house right now, so I needed to move out of the car so I can charge my cell phone, and let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Of course, it's not as bad as with Dave's case. I don't have to move to any hotel because we are in the middle of summer here, and we don't need it that much, but... yeah, hopefully we'll be back in a few hours.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Let's see, who do we have on the call? We have Mike, Gary, obviously yep. Jim. Do we have anyone else?
You've got me, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
Darius Blacksmith.
Okay, good. All right, can you hear me all right?
Yep, all good here.
Okay, so I'm going to wait for the cell phone to charge, and then I'm going to move into the house. So, but we can start in the meantime.
Just, I warned everyone else already, but, like, I have to leave in about an hour.
Okay.
Till then, I'm all yours. Okay.
So use them wisely.
Mm-hmm. let's see.
I have the perfect suggestion.
It's gonna be dangerous, Solus.
Yeah,
because
I don't think I've ever made a character that was so blatantly, obviously going to be player killed.
Yeah, and chances are that the other players won't save you.
I have to say, when I was listening to all the episodes, yeah, I thought that was very much going to be a player kill.
Well, yeah, but this time it's going to be intentional.
Okay, so if you guys, we can start now.
Yep,
you
I'm
guys
all good.
Want, we can start now. Mm-hmm. So let's see. We finished last session when you were still at the symposium, and you arranged a meeting with Taras next day at the villa where you are staying.
Indeed, we do have.
Okay, so let's say that the night as the symposium passed without any other incident. During the night, you noticed that Taras will not take his eyes from you. He will be watching from distance, more with curiosity than with, anything else. And then you left back to the villa, without any other issue on the way or problem. You went there, rest for the night. Unless you tell me that you want to do something, we'll move to the next day.
Okay. I think I was sleeping, so.
Yeah. So during the next day, obviously the most important thing in your minds is that you are gonna finally meet with this man Taras.
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
Hello there. You're okay. Back.
Okay. Good. Sorry about that.
Now, did that include me, Randall? I thought I wasn't a part of that group yet, or maybe I had been invited at the end. I don't quite recall. I thought I wasn't in the conversation for meeting them, but.
Well, that's a good point. You were there in the middle of the conversation, You heard the exchange about Taras meeting with the rest of the group next day?
Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? This is part of your assignment to make sure they finally find the sign of Vulcan.
Well, since they talked in front of me last time, and barring any blocking, if I know when it's going to be and where, I'll certainly show up.
Yeah.
I just kind of remember they didn't quite invite me, but they were speaking about it in front of me, so just wanted to be sure that was correct.
Yeah, yeah, they haven't invited you to the meeting, but you know the time and the place, because Taras actually asked you if they were staying at the villa with you and your master. Well, not your master, because you're not a slave. You know, with the videos. And you agreed to that.
BFF cult buddy.
And, but the thing is that Deritus is really sick. So he comes to you, Solus, and asks you if you can go and meet with Taras. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel like he will be able to leave the house, and ask you to take the rest with you.
Yes. I prescribe him one of my hangover and baldness cures.
All right.
And then, yes, of course.
Okay. Anything in particular you want to do during the day?
No. Not that I can think of.
No,
I already tried talking to the wealthy people and got into some trouble, so... Mm-hmm. I'll lay low today, this morning.
Okay. Okay, so we will move to, you know, you will want to rest as well, because yesterday was
party
a pretty
hard.
Heavy party, yeah. But time passes, and it's time for the meeting with Taras. We don't have them, right, on the call?
Correct.
We don't have it. Okay, so, yeah, Deritus decides to stay with Decimus and asks Flamma to go with you.
So yes, that makes perfect sense. Someone needs to stay and guard Deritus.
This does not make any sense whatsoever.
I shall make sure that no unintentional harm comes to someone.
I'm not scared of Flamma. I think keeping the new guy between me and Flamma.
I'll be by your side as well.
So, Arius, since you are part of the group, I guess you will tag along with
sure.
Solus and Flamma.
I will certainly tag along.
Yeah, at the time of the meeting, you notice that the man you know as Taras is standing there a little bit. He looks nervous, like looking around, a little bit impatient. He's waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And you notice Gary coming the other way. I mean, Aulus coming the other way.
Mm, okay.
Gary's character.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Are we ready for this meeting?
I give a simple nod and look to the others.
Of course.
Excellent.
Taras finally sees you and comes towards you. Hey, is this a good place to talk, or do you want to go somewhere else?
Aulus, this is your territory. Is this a good place to talk?
Randall, do I know of any place that would be better?
Well, you can take him to the office where you attend the customers. That's a little bit more, you know, kind
more
of
private.
Private, exactly. You know,
Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was thinking, the office would probably be a better place for us to talk. Shall we retire to the office so we can have our discussion in privacy?
Sounds like an excellent idea.
And again, nod.
I will lead them all to the office.
Okay. It's not far from what you are saying. You know, it's not far from the villa. You go back to the city itself. The villa is a little bit on the outskirts of the city. And here you take everyone to that small room, has more privacy. You ask the slaves to bring some water and some fruit if you want. Yep. She's served on the table. And again, the couches are there for you to sit, 3-4 at a time, so you can discuss.
Yep. Well, I'll motion to everybody to have a seat and take a seat myself and say, well, shall we get it started? Talus, do you... Salas, do you want to start?
Of course. So, you are, in fact, Mr. Taras, the apprentice of the Scion Vulcan.
Well, I am indeed. But, you know, you have been here at the Zadantash. You know who I am, but I don't know who any of you are. So maybe you want to instead introduce yourselves to me and tell me exactly how did you find me, and then we can talk about the science.
Very well. That's only fair. I am Solus, the apothecary. I was hired, me and my colleagues, to, well, it's a long story. I will get to that. But this is Arius, the blacksmith. You know Alus here. And, what was his name again? I have trouble with remembering. Oh, Flama. Flama, that's it, yes. He's the muscle, so to speak. Okay. And sadly, there are several members of the party who were a bit too enthusiastic about the party and couldn't join us. Dedetus and Decimus. I'm sure you will get a chance to speak with in due time.
I think I remember them, yes. They were at the party yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you were hired to find me? Is
not,
that it?
Not exactly. You? It is a long and winding story, but essentially, we are looking for your father, the Scion. More specifically, we are looking for a particular piece of your father's work. Huh. It is of great urgency, life and death.
Well, my father, or the Scion of Vulcan, created many artifacts. Which is the one you are looking for?
I believe it is a box. It stands upon a small tripod, and, did it have any other distinguishing? Oh, it shot lightning. Yes, that was the main thing.
He opens his eyes whitely, stands, starts... walking, you know, around the room. You're looking for the Athenian death ray. Is that it? I'll see you again.
Death ray. I admit it has a catchy name, but yes, I believe that is exactly what we are in need of. Tell me, do you think it could kill an evil god? Just, you know, throwing that out there as a hypothetical.
He looks at you, you know... Make an inside roll. Actually, everyone there can make an inside roll.
Okay. I made it.
No.
No, I failed.
I made mine, Randall.
Okay. And Jim?
I made mine exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Arus and Flama, you do notice that when Solus mentions the tool to kill a god and the way the conversation is going, you notice that Taras' act changes completely. He's starting to, you know, walk around the room. He takes the wine that was served to him and pretty much drink it all. You notice that he's scared, but at the same time, you notice certain level of excitement, maybe. It switches between the two. It's like he's remembering something that scares him, and then you notice that he looks at you and is that hope in his face? You are not sure, but yeah, it's like he's wrestling with different feelings at this moment. The rest of you don't notice this. Just notice that he maybe is going around the table, you know, drinking a little bit more from his wine.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, since that's a pretty big statement, and my character wasn't necessarily on board with that, he would ask Solus, which god are you trying to kill? Which dark god?
Solus.
That would be directed at Michael's character, I think, since maybe you're muted.
Oh yes, I am muted. Hey. Let's try this again. Repeat your question, please.
Which dark god are you trying to kill?
My apologies, Arius. I forgot you hadn't been with us thus long. As I said, it isn't a very commonly known creature. To be honest, I only just heard of it recently myself. And to be honest, I'm not even sure it exists. But we have a fair amount of, what's the word I'm looking for? Circumstantial evidence to the fact. That the god is named Ihort, and it is both foul and repugnant.
Mm. The Arius the blacksmith just takes it in, the idea of killing a god, and stays silent.
Taurus
is also silent. Well, I certainly haven't heard of such a god before, says Taurus. Mm. But I have seen this weapon in action, and I can tell you that it will be able to kill a god.
Great.
He sits back on one of the couches. Mm. There's a problem with that. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened. On the last expedition I did with the Scion, we lost this Othenian ray. I know that we can recover it, especially now that you have manpower to recover it, but there are a couple of things you need to know. My father and I are both slaves. After that incident, we were captured and sold as slaves. And I need it in order to fix the tool. I need it in order to fix this weapon. So the only way I can see you getting a hold of this powerful weapon, call it weapon because that's what it is. It's not a standard artifact. It's to buy my freedom and buy my father's freedom.
Flama chuckles.
Well, I suppose we'll be dipping into the expense account.
In a sarcastic manner.
However, I suspect that the freedom of even the Scion of Vulcan's apprentice would be quite pricey, much less the Scion himself.
Well, I've been saving, you know, in order to buy my freedom. The problem is that I don't know where my father is right now. I have an idea of, you know, the last time I saw him, but I lost contact with him, you know, since 2 years ago. I've been trying to find him, but I'm restricted by my master. And something else that you need to know is that no one here knows that we are Taurus and the Scion of Vulcan.
Oh, that's good. Mm. That means the price won't be quite so high. I suppose if you would be willing to give me the money you have saved up for your freedom, we, and by we, I mean Deditus, would totally be willing to cover the remainder, as this is, as I said, a matter of life and death.
I also have access to funds myself that could help with freeing yourself and your father.
This is, of course, contingent upon you helping us. We do rather desperately need this item.
He stands again, starts thinking for a while, he's completely silent, then turns to you and says, "We have a deal. If you can buy my freedom and my father's freedom, we'll fetch the artifact first. After we get the artifact, we'll go to find my father, and between the two of us, we'll be able to fix the tool."
This sounds like a bargain well struck.
Another inside roll around the table.
Okay, is this a good bargain?
I made it again.
Yeah, I fail.
I passed.
Still fail. 81.
Okay, so Arius and Salus, you do notice that he's definitely happy. There's Arius, would you the fear that you saw before is completely gone. You see him. You see his face shining with excitement and hope. Very well. So,
and do I think that he wants? This is because he's thinking I'm finally going to be freed, or at least have new masters or something. Or that's what I would pick up from the excitement on his face is I'm going to be freed from my slavery.
Given the amount of information in hand, that's feasible. That's what you deduce from his attitude. I need to tell you that I'm currently employed, as I told you before, by this man. Sorry about that.
Wasn't it Valius?
Valius, yes. By Valius, I take care of the symposiums, and I also teach his kids, because I'm kind of a scholar myself, you see. And his kids are, you know, getting old, so they won't need my tutorship anymore. Maybe this is a good timing for me to ask for my freedom. So, but well, I don't know what he's...
I suspect that a better option, I mean, you could probably consider it, but it might be easier if we, in fact, bought you from him, and then, of course, we can simply give you your freedom upon completion of our contract.
It makes sense.
I would make sure you get that in writing, though.
It makes sense, but as soon as you buy me, I will request your freedom. I mean, my freedom.
Oh, how about this? How about we have a contract written up to say that you will get your freedom once we have received what we asked for?
That is not the deal. The deal is that you buy my freedom, and
I'm okay with letting him free, you know, if we're worried about collateral, so to speak, we still have to find his father and free him as well. So,
well, that's true. That is true.
And Tara seems fairly honest, trustworthy sort. Unlike, well,
the tension in his shoulders kind of goes away.
I don't say.
He smiles and says, "Of course, you can trust me on this one. I'm as interested in freeing my father as." I'm finding this tool.
I'm going to make an insight roll when he says, "Of course you can trust me," and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And, nope, missed it.
They don't call him Honest Akbar for nothing.
Dibla.
Okay, so I guess you will have to go and talk to Bal.
I think that would be a good idea. We should head off to Bali straight away to organize to see how much it will cost.
Okay.
Okay. If you want, I can arrange a meeting with him. Maybe in a couple of hours, I will send someone to let you know. I will send the word once we are ready to receive you at his place.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with that, Tharis leaves the office. He's in a rush, definitely.
And I would look to Solace and say, why is there such a need to destroy a dark god that does not bother us?
Well, it's the not bothering us part that is the issue. I have not been present for the entire ordeal, but I have seen some of the aftermath of events in Rome, and I've been doing some reading onto the nature of these dark beings. And suffice it to say, it's not very pretty.
You think it will bring the downfall of Rome?
The cult of the Stark God had thoroughly infiltrated Rome, apparently, if it weren't for the efforts of our predecessor to flush them out. Who knows what they could have done?
Solus.
Damage.
Solus, any chance I could get hold of these documents and have a read?
Of course. I've recently finished my studies of them. I see no reason why not. And then I hand him the book. Dun, dun, dun.
Sanity.
Good times, good times.
Well, it is not a book, right? It's a collection of papers you will have to read with more time. But actually, Alice, this is what you were told that your main assignment was going to be, you know? Free. Elpidius told you that the society's main goal is to free Rome of these evil creatures or evil gods. So definitely this is something that the society will be interested on. Mm-hmm. And Elpidius will actually, you know, be happy to hear about this.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And I thought, well, if I can hire someone once I've got the documents, we'll get a copy to get shipped back to the society so they have a copy of the documents.
The problem with copying books like this is, like, you keep having to hire new scribes as the old ones go crazy.
Yeah, they get one-third of the way through and then get the next scribe in.
It's real pain.
Okay.
I've always said reading was dangerous. It's much better just not to.
The wise slave speaks up.
All right. So ignoring Flama's advice, because Flama.
Oh, I'm not ignoring it. I give him a nod.
Okay, give me one sec. I think I have enough battery now to go back to the house, so
let
me move. In the meantime, you can tell me your plans, if you have any, when you go and talk to Balius.
I think that's the main plan, is to go and talk to Balius and try to organize the finances for his freedom.
Yeah, sounds about right.
We do that.
Okay.
I think Randall's moving.
Moving, so, yeah.
Yep.
So. No hurry. Well, I mean, technically I'm in a hurry, but...
Gotta close this transaction fast before you have to leave as a player.
Well, all you have to know is that would be a 85 persuade and a 75 bargain.
Sounds promising, then. As long as they're not really good.
My bargain's only 45. My persuade is... Oh, I didn't take any extra persuade.
Sounds like you're handling the transaction there, Solus.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. Mm-hmm. All right, so you go and you get the word from Taras about the meeting that you're about to have with Valius. And the time and the place. So I assume you all move to Biden's place about the time of the meeting.
Yep. Yes.
I think we're all going to that. So.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, the Aetus and Decimus will still remain. Decimus will, you know, send guard for the Aetus just in case, and because the Aetus is still not feeling well. So Solus will have to take the lead again. You arrive to the
as usual.
You arrive to the place. This guy Balius is obviously rich. You know, he's got several wineries. Even
yep,
here, you
right.
need, again, you need to move on the outside of the city, and and he receives you there with some wine, and Taras is there with him, and welcome to my house again. I hear from Taras that you have a business to talk to me about.
Wait, we heard from who?
Taras.
Yeah, Taras, this guy doesn't know Taras's name.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was known by something else.
Yeah, Andreas. That was my mistake.
Yeah. Tipped your hand early, I see.
Hey, just real quick, Randall. While these guys are discussing the financial transaction, I'm going to wander off and find some of the other slaves of the household to talk to.
Okay.
Specifically asking them about Andreas.
All right.
Okay. So you guys are taken to a room where there's bread and wine at the table. Tell me, Andrea says you have something to discuss with me.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I was just absolutely taken with your wine and the party last night. It was most excellent. First off, I just wanted to compliment you on such a well-thrown symposium. Bravo. I was hoping to order some...
Thank you. This is partly... the labor of Andreas here.
So I've heard. I can honestly say I'm very impressed with his work in general. I was wondering if you would perhaps be willing to consider parting with Andreas for a reasonable price, of course. Such a talented slave.
He passes his hand over his face. Drink a little bit from his cup of wine. As well, this is something I've discussed with Andreas already, and that was part of the plan to do at some point in time. But I wasn't planning on giving him his freedom, you know, allowing him to buy his freedom. During the next 3 years, this is
Of course, I can understand he's a valuable member of your household, and I would be remiss if we didn't compensate you adequately. I happen to know. Tell me, have you expanded your wine business much in Rome?
Well, I have, but not as much as I would want to.
That's a shame. That's a terrible shame. It's funny, I happen to know quite a few rather noble patrons who I think would just enjoy your wine if they had but knew of it.
Well, I guess that's something we can discuss. And I guess that, in a way, will help me to cover for losing Andreas here. So I've been thinking, because Andreas kind of... lie down this business to me. I wasn't happy about letting him go that soon, as I said. But if you have these patrons in Rome that we can do business with, and if I can still count with the services of Andreas whenever I need to hire him for another symposium, he looks at Andreas, and you see that Taras... says, of course, if I'm around, I will help you with the symposiums anytime you need to for a fair price. And then Palius turns to you and says, very well, let's put a price on his freedom then. I've been thinking about 6,000 sesterces.
That's a fairly generous offer. I was thinking more along the lines of 5,000.
Make a bargain roll, and let me know for how much you pass it if you do.
Oh, oh my! That is a 06, and I have 75 in bargain. So at least by a factor of 10.
He goes quiet and looks at the. Taras, and then backs at you. And if you pay 5,000, Will you agree to arrange a meeting with these two patrons so I can export some of my wine?
Of course.
Well, yes. My brother is due through here fairly soon, and I'll definitely make sure that he comes and talk to you to ship more as another source of wine into Rome. As I've told you before, he's a merchant of some note.
Well, we got a deal then. I don't see why not. Andreas is a hard worker, honest man, and I believe he's earned his freedom. And for that price, I don't see why should I keep him from obtaining it. So let's hold a party. And he starts laughing. So let's do the arrangement now so you can take Andreas with you. And we'll have another party to celebrate. And this is going to be your first payment from me, Andreas. Yeah, you do notice that Taras at this point is just smiling, but he's definitely happy about all this. It's like he turns to you, Solus, and nods with gratitude. All right, so let's get ready with this business. He asked for one of the slaves to bring some papers, and that's going to take some time, though, to get him ready. In the meantime, you can
he Farmer, says, go get Dedidus to sign this.
In the meantime, you feel free to drink some wine and you know, bread and fruit from my table, and we will finish this in a few moments. In the meantime, Flamma, you say
Flamma's not here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where'd that man get off to?
You stayed outside of the room.
Correct.
There are other guards there, but obviously they are not gladiators, just lesser guards. And they kind of, you know, approach you. So are you with the friends of our master?
I am, yes. I am serving as a guard for them, you might say. Tell me, do any of you know this fellow, what is it, Andreas? Know this fellow Andreas? Is he...
Yes, he's the teacher of the kids. He's a slave in this house.
Is he a good teacher? Is he trustworthy sort of fellow?
Well, I wouldn't know about his skills. I don't know, you know, I cannot read or anything, but
reading is overrated. Reading will just get you into trouble. There's no point in that, but
he chuckles. I agree. But I noticed that Valius trusting enough to teach his kids and be around his kids all the time. For what I've met him and talked to him, he seems like a very honest and good man. A little bit troublesome. I mean, he looks troubled sometimes as if something is worrying him. But what it is, I cannot tell.
Ah, I see. Well, I believe I've heard enough of this man's story that I could probably make some guesses. But slaves gossip, really? not worth talking about.
Well, what have you heard, then?
That was easy.
Yeah, sorry. He just took
the bait.
Wow. Yeah.
Flama's a pro.
Oh, there was something about his father being taken as a slave and taken off somewhere.
Oh, yes, that's what I heard as well. I believe that's what keeps him working so hard on buying his freedom. I heard something on those lines too.
You
poor
did.
Fellow, you know. Yeah.
What did you hear? I heard he was taken off to Africa. Carthage. I'm just making something up.
Yeah, his father? Yeah, I don't know about that, but what I know is that they were separated. And when he got here,
it's going to happen now. Our next meeting is going to be, oh, wait, I heard from one of our slaves that he's in Carthage.
Therefore, it must be true.
You know, when Andreas first got here, he wasn't really happy about the whole situation. But apparently he got used to it, you know, and working for Balius, because Balius is a good patron. He treats us well. And Andreas has certain skills that our master was looking for.
I can like imagine.
Being able to teach his kids and help on the parties. And that's apparently paying off for Andreas as well.
Do you know where he came from? How did Andreas end up here?
No idea. He got here with four more slaves, but he was the only one that Balius was interested in. He was the only one Balius acquired from the bunch, you know.
Interesting.
He was a poor mess. I don't know what Balius saw on the man, because he was just a shadow of the man you see today.
Well, perhaps your Valius is merely a good judge of character.
Probably. Who knows? So, what about you? Do you have, is that man Solus a good patron? Patron?
Suddenly my features darken. Solus is not my patron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am merely looking after his safety as a favor to the friend of my patron. However, it's complicated.
I see. They kind of exchange looks and...
And it's a good thing. I fear that Solus will one day come to such an end. He is
sticky end.
He is a bit reckless and needs looking after.
It's just a question of whether Flama will get him first or something else.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound good for you. We don't have that much trouble here, honestly.
Yes, it's a beautiful location up here in the mountains. We are still in Delphi, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's a beautiful location up here in the mountains. It's very peaceful up here.
It is, and everyone loves Balius, so we never get into any trouble.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I believe I hear my party coming. I should probably go look after them. Good day to you, sir.
May the gods be with you.
And with you as well.
We're going to need it.
I'm going to have to go here now, guys.
Okay. Okay. Yep. We'll see you later.
Sorry, maybe we're so early.
That's okay. We're going to take a little bit longer, maybe, and then stop so we can get everyone for the next session.
All right.
All right. Good luck, Mike.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
See you.
And then they were three.
As I see Solus collapse because of his sickness or drinking or whatever reason he's collapsed, I will volunteer to carry him back to Detitus Maximus so the others can stay at the party.
Well, actually, the assignment of the papers took a while, and eventually they are given to Solus. He kind of reviews everything, and apparently everything is in order. He keeps the papers and takes everyone with him on the way out. Including Flama, who's waiting outside. And Taras comes to the group and says, I'll be with you shortly. I obviously need to pick up the few things I own here and say goodbyes. And maybe I can go to the villa, what you're saying?
Yes, come to the villa. That would be the best place to meet with ourselves and Solus.
Perhaps I should go with you. I can assist you in carrying your belongings.
Well, there's no need. But if you want to stay here with me and help me carry out the few things, that will be okay. I'm pretty sure Balus would at least take me to the villa. As I said, he's a good man.
Flama, did you want to stay with him, like you said?
I believe someone should.
Yep.
I will stay as well.
Well, then we might as well make a party.
Okay. So, in that case, Solus leaves back to the villa. And the three of you stay here. Tara starts kind of gathering everything and putting that in small sacks. As he said, he doesn't have that much with him right now. Uh-huh. And takes it outside. In the meantime, you are there waiting for him, and you are served wine. How much are you drinking, by the way?
I'm drinking not enough to get drunk, just enough to be social.
Yeah, I'm probably doing the same, unless it's a really good party, then I'm drinking like crazy.
No, actually, it's not that good. It's very small, but, you know, entertainment's being provided. And wine, and...
just socially, then.
Yeah, so...
I'm drinking okay, not at so. All, because I'm keeping an eye on Andreas.
Okay.
I don't trust him. I'm waiting for him to run for it, so I can run after it, so I can catch him.
Okay. During the time you know, during the time of the party that was arranged for his goodbye, you notice Andreas going talking to several people. There are three young men, three young boys. Let's say they are in their probably in the range between 12 and 14. They look really sad, and they are talking to Andreas.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Maybe somebody should eavesdrop on that who has good listening.
I have a good listen, I think.
It's not me.
Oh, no, I don't, but I'll still have a go. I'll have a try to listen at what they're talking about without being obvious. Okay, let's
okay,
go. So,
okay, you can get closer and try to listen to what the discussion is all about.
24 out of 25.
Just barely, okay? Yeah, you can, but you can hear Andreas saying to this young man, you will be all right. I talked to you everything I could enough for you to, you know, grow to be great men and support your father in his business. You will be fine with me without me. You don't have to. You don't have to be like this. And one of the probably the youngest says, "We're gonna miss you, Andreas. We're gonna miss you."
So he's well loved.
Yeah. Then he departs from the group. The kids then leave the room. You notice that they are definitely sad, and you notice Andreas talking to some of the slaves that come and serve wine and serve food, and seems like he is actually doing what he was going to say, like say his goodbyes to everyone. And nothing else in particular happened during the night other than this. The party continues for quite some time until Andreas comes to you and says, "It is time for us to leave. I have no longer anything else here to take care of."
Well, we shall head off back to the villa. We'll give our regards to Balios and let him know that we're on our way out, and then we'll head off.
Okay, let's actually do that. Balios is a little bit drunk by now. He is when Andreas comes and says goodbye, he hugs him and starts crying. "I'm gonna miss you, boy. I'm gonna miss you. But I'm happy for you now." He kind of stands, regaining his dignity, and says, "Very well. Good luck to all of you now."
Good luck to you too.
And
I'll be talking to you. Alus, you know, to continue with the rest of the arrangement.
Most definitely, and keep a crate of wine for us, and I will make sure that my brother will be in contact with you fairly soon.
Very well, very well. Okay. He kind of goes with you until, you know, to the door, and stays there. Then you go, and then goes back into the party.
right?
Yep. And we will start wandering back off to our place of residence.
Okay. So the four of you go back to the villa. It's getting, it's late at night already, and Taras is quiet all the way.
Okay.
Do you want to do anything on the way to the villa, or do we move to...
I don't know if there's anything we need to do on the way to the villa, is there?
Like, I don't know. If you want to talk to Taras, just let me know.
Okay.
just trying to think. No questions I've got, personally.
I would ask him and comment and say, so your father is a great blacksmith, as I understand it, as are you. I would hope to learn something at some point. It's the main reason I've come seeking your expertise of your father. I look forward to meeting him.
I remember you, Arius. I didn't remember you when we first met at the party, but now I do. You used to work with us at the workshop, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's many things I can teach you. Actually, you can help me to rebuild this machine that my father built. And by doing that, you'll learn some of the things I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that we can find my father. That's all I can say.
I nod to that. I know I'm not supposed to ask where he is yet, so I won't press it.
Yeah, if there's anything I can help source or any materials, that sort of stuff, I'm more than happy to try to source stuff.
To help,
yeah. I think tonight is a night where we should get back, have some rest, and then look, start tomorrow morning in searching for your father.
I agree. I'm going to be a little bit tired, and we have a long trip in front of us. First thing we should do is try to recover that artifact, and that is a trip that we must plan because we need to travel to Kandros.
To where?
I'm sorry, to where?
Kandros.
Hmm.
Are you sure we must go to Kandros?
Yes, that's where the artifact is, or was last time I saw it.
Oh, dear.
Is there a problem, Flama, with the location?
There may be pigs there.
Hmm.
Pigs?
There's pigs everywhere. There's pigs down that road.
I like bacon.
No. You misunderstand me. Pig men. Men with the heads of pigs who attacked Decimus, Deditus, that other guy who I don't care about.
Solus.
Solus.
make an inside roll, Flamma.
However, interestingly, Taras was there, but I don't recall seeing... seeing either of you as I eye them suspiciously. Insight passed by one.
Taras looks confused when you mention this, half man, half pigs business. Although you do notice that he's holding something back.
Perhaps you've seen these pig men before, Taras?
Never heard of them before, to be honest.
And are you being honest?
So, have you actually...
What are you not telling us about this artifact? Who has it? Why is it on Kandros?
It's a long story. Yes, it's about time we start sharing the details of what happened. Sissy, my father, as you should know by now, the Scion of Volcan, was a very peculiar man. He find out about these wind creatures who were on a cave. They were the masters of wind. Mm. And when he found out about this, he told me that we needed to build this machine, the Athenian Death Ray, so we could go there and finish them off. Apparently, he got some sort of strong hate about these creatures. Because the other thing that you need to know is that my father wasn't really my father. Who my father was, he stopped being a long time ago. And what is now known as the sign of Vulcan, I will say was a god from another time and place. And he was sort of living in my father's body. Of course, for me, he was always my father, but now he looked like my father, but he didn't act like him at all. So that's one of the main reasons I decided to stay with him. And to my surprise, this entity that was now on my father's body had a huge amount of knowledge that man hasn't even dreamed of. And so I was able to learn so much from this man. We never parted sides. He needed me as well. He needed me to learn about the world we live in and to be able to communicate with people. He didn't have any sort of social skills. Apparently, he never understood why we needed to do so much talking when we needed to do something, for instance. Whatever he was or he is, was never able to comprehend that part of our nature. Although he was very interested in trying to learn it. So I'm sorry, I need to go back to what I was saying. So when my father or the Scion find out about these creatures, he told me that we needed to destroy them. And so he built this Athenian death ray. And so we traveled to Kandros. But things didn't go well that night. And things never get well after that. He goes quiet for a few seconds. But now we're going back and we're trying to get everything on the right path, right?
So wait, you're saying that you tried to use this device to destroy these things before, and now, and it didn't work? And so now they have it, and we have to go free it from them without having it to use, but it didn't work anyway, so what's the point?
Oh, my friend, it did work. What didn't work was the plan that we had. I don't know what happened to my father, but everything was working perfectly. Like, we took so many of them. So many. You have no idea. Those creatures, he shivers. Those creatures, nothing like any animal I have ever seen. And they have the power of invisibility. But when I was able to glimpse of them the first time, it almost drove me mad just by looking at them. That's something you should be prepared for when we go back and retrieve the artifact. But again...
I just got a quick question. Flamma, you've been there before?
Yes, I've seen this. I've seen what's about to happen. And as I said, as I take a step back, neither you nor Arius were there. I eye them suspiciously. Or will be there, I should say.
What are you visions talking about, Flamma?
I think visions can be different. Sorry, go on, Andreas.
What are you talking about? Flamma is your name? What is it that you saw in your dreams?
Decimus and Decimus Maximus and Solus and myself and you on the island or on Kandros being attacked by the pigmen.
And that's what strikes me as odd. I don't recall any pigmen. Or pigmen in Kandros. Actually, the people there is really, really friendly. I don't know. Probably was just a dream.
Perhaps. But somehow I don't think so. Nor do I think that Decimus Maximus will believe it to have been a dream either.
Well, I can tell you that those creatures I'm talking about look nothing like pigs. Huh. Strange. But don't worry. If we're able to fetch the X-ray... There's nothing, no creatures like Big Bang or Horseman that can stand the power of this weapon. So,
I am not worried for myself. There is no creature like anything that will stand against my sword.
Well,
I believe this quest for your mystical weapon is simply a waste of our time. That Decimus and I can handle whatever might be coming.
Well, I disagree with you, my friend.
Well, you have never seen us fight in the arena, so of course you would disagree.
You have never seen these creatures either, Flamma.
I have seen many creatures in my life.
But not a dark god.
I assure you there's nothing like this.
in the Empire that I have ever heard of seeing before.
Well, we shall. When we find it, then we shall know.
Whatever these creatures are, they seem to hate my father as well, and affecting in a different way. He was wearing a helmet for protection, but that's when he lost the helmet, that's when everything started going wrong. Mm.
What sort of helmet?
It was an artifact he created. He told me it was to be able to protect his mind from these creatures.
Okay.
Mm.
They shouldn't know what he was.
But they did.
Where is this helmet, or is it lost?
Lost with the artifact, and I'm afraid.
Mm. But you're going to take us to this artifact or where you last saw it, yes?
Of course. I will retrieve it, and I will try to finish what we started 2 years ago. Those creatures should not wander the face of Earth.
Do others know of these creatures yet do nothing? You said it is near a community, is it not?
What do you mean?
Well, the location of these creatures, is it out in the wilderness, or is there a civilization?
Well, we need to travel to Kandros. If you are not familiar with the place, there's a small town that holds about 400 people. But after we reach Kandros, we still need to get into the wilderness, as you're saying. Travel a few leagues more and go to these caves where these creatures live.
And do the locals know of these creatures, or they are unaware?
They are completely unaware of these creatures. My father knew about them. He found out about them. I don't honestly know how. There were things that he wouldn't discuss with me. But when he did, his attitude changed completely, and he was in this rush to create this weapon and the helmet, and forced me to travel as soon as possible to this place. I didn't want to. I wanted to be more prepared, but you know, there was nothing I could say to convince him otherwise. So these creatures, he called them Anemoi Tilae.
And that means?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like we need to find this Athenian weapon first, and then as a group we can decide what we wish to do, yes?
Yes, we need to recover the weapon first.
Which is nowhere near these creatures, as I understand it. Is that true? Or is
That is not true. We needed to flee this place, this cave. So in order to recover the tool, we need to get into the cave.
So being able to sneak would be a very useful skill, and I look at Gary's character. probably has a default.
Yes, I've got the default.
Nice knowing you, Alice Magnus.
If we can avoid getting in contact with those creatures until we get the tool, that will be great. Those creatures are pretty much immune to any weapons we have, with the exception of fire.
And perhaps this Athenian weapon.
Of course, but we don't have it with us. So fire is what is going to work best against these creatures.
Maybe we should see before we leave, see if we can purchase some Greek fire. Sorry.
I say, Well, we may be able to distract them when we get there with livestock, assuming we want to go down that route. But let us travel there first and then decide what we wish to do.
Indeed. I think the next stage would be to start making preparations for what supplies we'll need to travel to this place.
Well, if you give me the right materials, I can help you to build some sort of tools that we can use against these creatures when we are in the cave.
Sorry, go on.
What I was going to say is that if I give you a list and you give me all the components, maybe we can be better prepared when we face them.
Indeed, that's what I was going to say. If you can make me up a list, first thing tomorrow, I will start running the markets and making sure that we have all that you need.
Can I make an occult roll after he's spoken about these creatures to see if they've come up in legends of any sort?
Feel free to do so.
Hey, let's go for a basic occult roll.
I made it on the nose.
No, 65, okay. I found.
Well, I have more than the 5%. I made it, but just on the nose, if that matters.
You made it? Yeah. You have never heard of any gods in the way that or creatures that look or sound in the way that Taras is talking about. You have no recollection of tales or anything else that discusses these kind of creatures. This is new for you.
Okay.
Actually, one thing. Sorry, what's your character?
I'm Arius, the blacksmith.
Arius.
Talking about
Arius, you're probably good with going through and looking for materials. How about if I try to look up and see if I could find some information on either these creatures or the pig creatures?
That would be acceptable if Talis agrees, and I look to the former slave, and I think he would.
Because I believe there are libraries here.
I don't see why not, if that is worrying you so much. Yes.
And also Flammer's pig creatures, see if I can find out anything about those, because the more knowledge we have, the forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah. He looks like he's thinking about something, like trying to remember something. You know, Arius, now that you mentioned that we could distract him with livestock, we didn't think about that option when we got there. But I do remember that I heard pigs in the cave. Probably that's what they eat.
Then they would have to herd pigs for some time without humans such as ourselves knowing of it. But I suppose in those areas there are enough wild pigs to herd, yes?
No, you don't understand. It was inside the cave. I never got to see them because we were trying to, you know, strike a surprise attack on these creatures. That's what my father told me. But I could hear them. Yeah, they were pigs.
So you think these pig things might be connected, they were pigs?
I heard pigs. I don't know if I never heard any talking pigs. But, there might be a connection with this and the dream that Flamma is talking about. By the way, I believe that is the so-called curse, right? Flamma? Was it a vivid dream?
It was not a dream. We were actually there.
Okay, so it was a vivid dream. Yes, sounds like the curse.
Yes, that's what you said at the time. You said it was the curse, that we had been victims of the curse.
What is this curse?
Yes, you did.
Interesting.
What is this curse you speak of?
Well, in Athens, there's this rumor on the people about a curse that is affecting the time. So some people have some sort of dreams, look like they have vivid dreams where they see things are going to happen. Some others just feel like time goes slow in Athens. But certainly I've never heard of a church vision or dream in the way you're describing this, Flamma.
Well, of course not, because it wasn't a vision or a dream. We were actually there.
Yes, I see what you're saying. That vivid dream was shared among few of you. But I live in Athens for quite a while and never experienced something like this. So for me, it was just people talking nonsense. But now that you mention it, and again, let me think. The first time I heard, by the time the people start experiencing this phenomena, of dreams, and the time that needed to take, you know, days will take longer, nights were shorter, supposedly. What's about the time we arrived to Athens? I wonder if that...
Aha!
anything to do with my father in a way.
Well, clearly it must be. You the curse was caused by you and your father.
Ah, let's not go that far. But what I'm saying is that probably my father did or created something that started having this effect on people.
Interesting. As I said, I've never experienced such a thing before, so we'll see. So, Flama, tell me, what did I do in your dream? Did I save you? Did I kill these creatures? Tell me more about it.
You seemed confused to see us because we, of course, didn't know you at that time. Although you knew us. So I believe there was some long conversation about such things with between you and Detritus Maximus. And then the pigmen attacked and you ran away.
I will never run away.
That seems to be how I remember it. I may have gotten some of the details wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound like me. Okay, very good. I'll say, let's get there and pay attention to the... Do you remember the place where we were attacked?
I looked at you.
If you see it again, will you be able to recognize it? Flama silence is shocking.
I don't know, Keeper. Will I recognize it?
Yeah, we'll have to see. You remember, like, the dream, the vision was so vivid that it's like memory now, right?
If it requires an idea roll, I have a pretty good chance to remember it. If it requires a no roll, I have not so good a chance to remember it.
Yeah, it will require an idea once you are in the place and see if you're able to recognize it.
So, oh, well, then I may well recognize it. It's not impossible.
Very well. So we'll keep our eyes open if we ever reach such place. And, take measures against an eventual attack of pigmen. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, in a way, I feel so relieved that you found me. You know, I was expecting to get my freedom back in about 3 years. But I'm afraid that my father wouldn't last as a slave for 3 more years. He was in a really bad shape the last time I saw him. But let's stop talking about this.
Should we try finding your father first? Then it sounds like we want to try and find your father first before trying to recover the Athenian weapon if it is truly in the caves of these dark creatures. Yes?
No. I know where the Athenian weapon is. I don't know where my father is. And we have a deal. I gave you the weapon. You give me my father.
I want to do a psychology roll on him when he says he doesn't know where his father is in reference to the blacksmiths of Zion.
Okay.
Ooh, got an impale.
Yeah, he's being honest.
Okay. That's good to know. In case, like, you know, I got a bad feeling that would be bad for us. I say very well, unless somebody else has an idea where this man might be, it would seem the cave is our next step, and I let those words hang as I say it.
I heard a rumor from some of the other slaves that he may be in Carthage.
Really?
Carthage is a large city, is it not?
Yeah.
But still smaller than the entirety of the empire.
I think the best place next to go to is the cave.
Unfortunately, I would agree with you.
Let's sleep tonight and make preparations tomorrow.
Indeed.
Okay?
Are we, when we go to sleep, are we all sleeping in the same room, or are we in different rooms here in the villa, or what? Because
By the time you arrive to the villa, accommodation is being set up for you. You are sleeping on one room for each one of you. And Alus, you can give Taras a different room.
Yeah, I'll organize a room for Taras.
Yeah, I'm going to try and stay up to some degree with Flama to make sure this guy doesn't just take off. Maybe change our watches just so we don't wake up and find out that he has left us. Unless Flama has no interest in that anymore, then I'll do it by myself.
No, by all means, let us... I must be up guarding the household anyway with Detritus, so... Or, sorry, Decimus.
Okay.
Okay, very well. By the time you are all set up in the villa again, and the three of you arrange to spend the whole night taking turns to watch over the villa and Taras, none of you notice anything. Apparently, he's sleeping in his room the whole night until the next day come. And I will say this is a good time to stop the session today.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Very good. So let's see if we got more people next session when you travel to Kandros.
And go into the Cave of Doom.
Very well.
Cool. Have a good day, guys.
I still need to send you the info, guys. I will try to do it this week.
Okay. Not a problem.
Sorry about that. Well,
have yourselves a good week, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Excellent. Right. Same to you. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.